It was my first autopsy, my first day in the clinical clerkship of medical school called pathology. Of course, I had seen and even taken apart dead bodies before, in the first months of medical school, but those had been bodies that were clearly ex-bodies. They smelled like the formaldehyde no longer running in their veins, and my hands and fingers were wrinkled from touching them. Except for that smell, they might as well have been made out of plastic. But when the covers were lifted from this body's face, I was stunned. It was Mr. Baker, one of my first ever real patients. A short, stocky, cigarette-smoking blue bloater whose emphysema had destroyed his lungs and given him his barrel chest, thick, short neck, and gravelly voice, whose arteries and veins had been so difficult to get blood from, and who had been so understanding, so cheerful, so lively. I was sure he'd done well, been discharged, gone home, but apparently not. As I looked at this body, however, I began to have doubts. I knew that it was Mr. Baker, but really, it didn't look like him. Or rather, it resembled Mr. Baker the way the figures in a wax museum look like Clark Gable or Winston Churchill. Like them, but not them. I watched as the pathologist set to work with his electric saw. He opened the chest wall and removed the soggy, honeycombed lungs. He weighed them each separately, first the right lung, then the left. Then he took out the large and heavy heart, with its right side hypertrophied from lung disease, and documented its weight in grams. Next, he opened the abdomen, and ditto the liver, the spleen, the pancreas, the kidneys. Each organ was removed and weighed, and its weight in grams tallied. The blood vessels, large and small, were inspected and commented upon. Then the saw attacked the head. Sure enough, there it was, the brain, looking just like it did in the books. Gray, spongy, with a texture kind of like pâté. Homogeneous, boring. Then Mr. Baker was done. We were done. Finished. That was it. Nothing more inside.